Good morning, I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The mission of the Oregon Community Foundation is to improve life in Oregon and promote effective philanthropy. Oregon Community Foundation works with individuals, families, businesses, and organizations to create charitable funds to support the community causes they care about. Through these funds, Oregon Community Foundation, or OCF, awards more than $60 million annually in grants and scholarships. Thanks to thousands of donors and hundreds of individual funds, Oregon Community Foundation is the leader in Oregon philanthropy, strengthening communities across the state. Six words on Oregon Community Foundation's website paint a picture of this fine nonprofit organization, which was established in 1973. Those six words are, "Here for Oregon, here for good." Today, I'm fortunate to have Astoria attorney and Oregon Community Foundation board member Hal Snow in the studio, along with Oregon Community Foundation president Greg Chalet, communications director Joan Vallejo, Brenda Penner, right here from Astoria, who is the North Coast Leadership Council and co-chair, as well as Melissa Durham, who works on staff as a statewide coordinator. I have a studio full of incredibly talented people. Thank you so much for being here today, Hal Snow.
Well, thank you for having us, Don. It's a great pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
Good. And Brenda Penner, it's lovely to see you as always.
Always. Good to see you, too. Thanks.
And Greg Chalet?
Well, I'm excited to be in beautiful Astoria.
It is beautiful. Any time of the year and any weather.
Good.
Exactly. And Joan Vallejo?
I was going to say much the same thing. The sun's shining and the ocean sparkling. It's beautiful out there. So.
Indeed. And hi, Melissa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Before we talk about Oregon Community Foundation, I'd like to get a little bit of information about each of you so that the listening audience can have an idea of about you as human beings. So Hal Snow, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an NBA, as Willis would call, a native-born Astorian. My involvement in interest in community activity really started with the programs that Astoria High School had when I was a student there in the 50s. We had quite active interest in the community and opportunities for kids to participate. Came back here, started practicing law here in 1968 and have represented the city of Astoria, the city of Warrenton, and been my privilege to be involved in many local nonprofits, from the Soccer League to Liberty Theater to various service clubs and activities, and I've been thrilled to be a member of the Oregon Community Foundation Board for the last 4 years.
Thank you, Hal. And Brenda, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I haven't been here quite as long as Hal, only 22 years. Moved here from Washington, D.C., and I'm a native of Missouri, the other end of the Oregon Trail. I've been a nurse in a variety of roles here in the community, and currently I'm working at Clatsop Community College in the nursing program, and have been involved with OCF for the last 2 years, serving on a regional leadership council that has worked with regional action initiatives, providing funds here in the northwest part of Oregon.
And we're going to find out more about that later. Yes. In the show. And Greg? Please tell us about yourself.
Well, for me, I've been with the foundation for 30 years.
Okay.
So I can hardly remember what I did before then. But I'm a native of Pasadena, California, and went to school at Berkeley. Moved to Oregon in 1976, and my first job was making foundations for houses as in construction sites. So I started my career in foundations, and I end my career in foundations.
Well, you certainly are part of an excellent one, 30 years. And so, wait, math is not my strong suit. So, let's see. 1973 is when Oregon Community Foundation started.
I wasn't there at the beginning, so I've been there for 30 of its 37 years.
All right. Well, that's long enough. Thank you, Greg. And Joan, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm a much shorter termer at OCF than Greg. I've been there about 2.5 years, but I've worked in the nonprofit community. My whole career came to Oregon about 27 years ago and found a great community of people who were really involved in various activities in various ways, and I got sucked in and have been happily working to support communities ever since.
All right. And Melissa Durham.
Hi, thanks again for having us. I'm also a short timer at OCF. I've only been there 2 years. I used to work at OHSU in health promotion and sports medicine. And I am a native Oregonian, graduated from the University of Oregon, and I'm really enjoying my job at OCF because I get to travel around the state and meet incredible volunteers like Hal and Brenda. So that's a little bit about me.
All right. And I'm not sure, Greg, if you want to take the lead on this next question, which is, how there are so many wonderful nonprofit organizations which help so many people in so many areas throughout our state. What is distinctive about Oregon Community Foundation? What makes it different? What's the elevator speech that you would give to someone?
Well, first and foremost, the vision of the founders in 1973 was to create a statewide foundation that would build a permanent endowment for the state, and that permanent endowment would provide grants and scholarships. So at $1 billion, we're Oregon's largest charitable foundation today, and every year we get larger through investment return, through additional donations coming in, and that provides a bedrock foundation of support for our nonprofit sector. So we don't provide services. We provide grants and financing for the nonprofit sector. And what's so great about the Oregon Community Foundation is that it's easy for you or me to start a fund, because the minimum to start your own charitable fund for your community is only $25,000. Average size of our funds is about $450,000, and our largest fund is $100 million. So we support programs throughout the state with the help of donors who come from all walks of life, who want to do something good for their community and do it on a permanent basis.
And Greg, if someone said, well, what are the kinds of things you fund? Every organization typically has a focus. And what would you say would be the particular focus of Oregon Community Foundation?
Well, our number one priority is children and families. So we support a lot of programs for children and families. We were the first supporter of the Warrington Soccer Club fields out in Warrington. We've supported children's theater in Astoria. We have a fund called the Lester Raw Fund, which benefits Seaside Kids. So we have a real focus on children and families. The second priority is education. So we do a lot in early childhood education. We're the state's largest funder of early childhood education programs. Through a combination of donor funds, we're putting over $1 million a year into early childhood. And then the third area that we are now looking at is jobs and economy. We're concerned about family wage jobs, wealth creation in Oregon, the decline of family wage jobs. So we're really concerned about how can we have an impact in the area of economic development.
So you are responding to the needs that you're seeing arise in Oregon, and then you are evolving the organization to meet those needs.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about this. Has been mentioned the Northwest Regional Council, and maybe we should explain to people what is that, and because that directly impacts those of us who live in Clatsop County.
So the Regional Leadership Council is made up of over 20 members representing Tillamook, Lincoln, Clatsop, and Columbia counties. It's been formed now for 2 years, and Hal Snow is the chair of that Leadership Council. In 2008, the Board of Directors at OCF decided to empower their Regional Leadership Councils, of which there are eight, with $1 million to figure out how to best invest that money for an issue in their communities. And so our North Coast Regional Leadership Council has been meeting for over 2 years to identify the significant needs in this community, and they've narrowed it down to literacy as a fundamental issue to address. So through their good work of talking to community leaders and educators and reviewing research-based models that are out there, they have been successful in providing training in something called Project GLAAD for 44 teachers in 2010. And so they're really excited about that effort, and they actually would love to have more partners involved so that they could extend that training to more teachers in the future.
And Brenda, that's what you're involved with.
It is. Because Hal and I have sort of co-chaired between the Leadership Council and the what's called the REI, the Regional Action Initiative. This has been a group of 20 of us who, as Melissa said, figured out a reason or a focus that we wanted to work on. We've also done scholarships at all the local community colleges that was matched with another foundation. So we doubled our money and put $50,000 into scholarships at Clatsop Community College and the community colleges in Tillamook and Lincoln County as well. And that happened just as the recession was happening, and so more and more people were going to school, so it was incredibly helpful to the schools to have an extra $50,000 in scholarships. That was our first project, and then Melissa's mentioned our second project, which has just gotten underway in the summer of 2010 with training teachers in GLAD, which stands for Guided Language Acquisition Design, which is doesn't mean much to me, but it is a wonderful, really wonderful way of teaching children, and was originally started to teach children who were English language learners, only to find out that all children benefit from this program. And it's a great program that allows teachers to learn a teaching technique that uses group learning, discipline. They discipline each other as they're learning, and they teach each other as they're learning. I had the pleasure of actually seeing the training that happened this summer as they were doing some of their classes in Clatskanie, and what the kids were learning, and they were kindergartner through third grade children, and how they were learning was really exciting, full of imagery, chanting songs, looking at pictures, getting into groups and problem solving on their own, teaching the littler kids something that the older kids knew. It was really remarkable, and most teachers said it was the best training they'd ever received, and really has changed the way they're going to look at how they educate.
It sounds fun, and I think all the research is showing that we remember things when there's humor. And I actually heard that if you go to a workshop and you learn something, if you come home and you immediately teach what you've just learned to someone else, then you retain it. And so having children, teaching other children, working with other children, that seems like a fabulous situation. Hal Snow, what is it that you love and enjoy so much about being part of Oregon Community Foundation?
Well, first of all, just to follow up with what Brenda was saying, there were 44 teachers from those three counties at a cost of $1,000. A teacher each got 2 hours of Lewis and Clark College credit for their participation. And our belief was that after the year of study, that the best way to put our money to work was to make it sustainable, was to help develop teachers who could carry on with this work. And I think all the superintendents, everyone, are very, very pleased with the way this has turned out. What it thrills me about being a part of the Oregon Community Foundation is what it is accomplishing for Oregon. I've served for a couple of years on the chairman of the Community Grants Program, which is one of the smaller amounts, but it's highly visible. And to see the depth and breadth of volunteerism in Oregon, which Oregon Community Foundation wants to encourage, is truly remarkable. We have, I think, over 13,000 nonprofits in Oregon, and they have different missions, different focuses. And to read what their vision is for their community is... Yeah, I wish something that everybody in Oregon could see, because they go from wanting to support the cemetery in Spray, Oregon, to the biggest nonprofits here in Oregon, and the Oregon Community Foundation is a way that some folks can look at it as you don't necessarily give your money to the Oregon Community Foundation, but it's a way donors can help realize their philanthropic visions by giving through the Oregon Community Foundation to their favorite causes and concerns.
Thank you, Hal. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today I have a studio full of philanthropists. I have a studio full of Oregon Community Foundation board members and staff. So in the studio today, we have Hal Snow. He's an attorney here in Astoria. He's also on the Oregon Community Foundation board. We also have the Oregon Community Foundation president, Greg Chalet, along with a staff member, Joan Vallejo. She is the communications director. We also have Brenda Penner, who is involved with the North Coast Leadership Council, and Melissa Durham, who's a statewide coordinator for this very, very large, very, very successful organization. And in today's world when nonprofits, so many are struggling, it must make you all feel very good that you have a solid base, you're an anchor, you are there for those nonprofits who really need resources. Joan, as communications director, what is it that you would like people to know about Oregon Community Foundation? And I know that we've talked a little bit before about how you want to have people visit the website and learn how to apply for grants. And tell us about how you feel.
Correct. I think it's both how people can become donors through OCF and how nonprofits can get grants, and all of that information is on the website at OregonCF.org. And I think that what people have talked about in various ways today is how much OCF is about bringing people together, and that's whether it's donors and nonprofits, it's all the volunteers that have worked together, it's the literacy issue here on the North Coast that brings people from all walks of life together to really learn how to make decisions about issues that are critical to their own communities, and then to figure out a way to really impact those issues. And it's very empowering to people. So, you know, OCF is not just about giving out money, though that's a really critical factor because our nonprofits really need that support, but it's also about being a community leader. And how do we do that as philanthropists, and how do we do that as volunteers, and how do we do that as nonprofit staff?
And create a network of support throughout the state of Oregon. And Greg, I'd like you to please address a little bit more about how you've had a focus on children and families and on literacy and education. And now you're really looking at not really economic development, but really you're looking at, you know, jobs, job creation, because it's all tied in, all of it. It's one whole piece.
All part of our quality of life.
Yes.
For sure. Well, we're just beginning, so there's not much to say other than we're really showing a strong interest in this area. We're very concerned about rural economy and the lack of access to capital for business expansion and business growth. We're looking at job training programs. We're looking at retooling our economy from wood products to high tech now to what's the next phase. Is it green technology, or is it re-nurturing some of the old technologies that we had in the wood products and forest products industries? There's a lot of interest in that area. The neat thing about the Oregon Community Foundation, as Joan was just saying, is that we have a network of volunteers throughout the state who are engaged in helping us think these issues through. So it's very much a bottom-up, community-based approach to decision-making. And Hal, for example, serves on the board, but Hal gets a lot of direction from his leadership council, from other volunteers in the state. Over 1,800 volunteers are involved with the foundation. And we're very proud of that because it reflects community thinking. It's not just a small group of people making decisions in a boardroom. The Regional Action Initiative is more than just supporting literacy programs. It's empowering citizens to understand their community better. Because philanthropy is much more than money. It's really about thinking and volunteerism. And while money helps in times like these, we have to use the little money that we have wisely. A great example is when the community here in Astoria was first thinking about renovating the Liberty Theater. They came to us early on before they even had a plan, and we funded the staff person who helped the volunteers who were concerned, helped the volunteers develop the plan for renovating the Liberty. So OCF was early in on that because we saw the leverage of volunteerism and the community support as being a great way for us to use relatively small amount of money, $20,000 initially, to have a huge impact.
If, let's say, we have a nonprofit listening, a person who is directing a small nonprofit, and they don't know if they would qualify for some of the things that you're doing, it sounds to me like they could go to your website, they could make a phone call, and they could say, here's a project, here's a need that we see in our community. Is this something that you all would entertain, that we should fill out paperwork, that we should get involved with? Or you would say, you know, that's really not our focus, but we're going to help guide you to someone who may have that focus.
Well, we certainly like to help and provide advice and counsel to people. And we like to have interaction with them before a grant is submitted, because we can help shape that so that it stands a better chance of getting funded. And we provide a lot of feedback at the other end. If it doesn't get funded, what was wrong with it and how can you improve it? So we like to have a lot of impact that way as well.
That's great. Hal, you mentioned that from cemeteries and Spray to something else. I mean, give us a few little examples of some organizations, some projects that you all have worked on that would be diversified.
Well, first of all, let me back up to where Greg was, and I'll come back to these examples in a second. The Community Grants Program, which is listed on the website, has its criteria, which are fairly strict. But I encourage everyone to apply after consulting, as Greg said, because if they don't qualify for a community grant, they have a good chance of getting circulated to our donor advised funds, which is actually a larger pot of money. And those are individual funds that the donor may advise the Oregon Community Foundation to make a distribution to. And so there will be a broader exposure if you make that application. So I would encourage everyone to do that. And just for example of a fund that's set up locally that Greg mentioned, the former mayor of Seaside, Sarah Louise, Les Raw and his wife Sarah Louise, set up the Seaside Youth Fund. And so those youth activities in Seaside, from Parks and Rec to the Seaside Kids Inc., the city, for the library, can make application to OCF, and that's a different set of criteria to be funded by that. But that fund started with $200,000, and it's given away lots of money, and it's, I think, doubled in value since that was funded. So that's a good example of how local family can meet their philanthropic dreams and make a perpetual gift that's going to benefit Seaside indefinitely. You know, that's what the Permanent Endowment Fund of OCF is. So
I have some friends who gave a family farm to Oregon Community Foundation, and we're really happy to do that. So Oregon Community Foundation is a magnet for donors who want to ensure that there will be this legacy which goes, which is helpful to all Oregonians. And people who need money or need advice can apply. Do you only fund nonprofits? Because now that you're going to be looking at small businesses, I mean, that's...
No, we won't necessarily be looking at small business. We have to be funding 501c3 tax-exempt organizations,
okay,
or their equivalent, which equals government or churches.
Okay.
So those are the basic requirements. And if we were to provide support for small business, we would probably find an intermediary like a bank or an institution like Shore Bank Pacific, place money there and allow them to make the loans.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
We have about just a few minutes left, and I'd like to have each one of you have the opportunity to say something else that people may not know about Oregon Community Foundation, something that you would like for people to know about or to do. And so, Brenda, I'll start with you.
Well, I think the impact that OCF has had on our own local communities is probably much more than people know about. Besides the Liberty, money was given by a local family fund for the elevator at the Clatsop Community College's renovation. It's helped fund a position at the local Hispanic Council. It's provided scholarships not only through the community colleges but through its own scholarship programs. So its impact really is far-reaching, and we're better off because of that here in this community.
Thank you. Right on the ground, it becomes sometimes a little bit hard for people to grasp until you actually see the projects on the ground. It's that hands-on stuff. It sounds like you're right. I like that you said, Greg, that it is really coming from the ground up. You have volunteers throughout the state who are saying, we have a particular need here, and then making you all aware of that instead of you saying, here's what I think we should do. It really sounds collaborative. Melissa, what would you like to say about the Dory Community Foundation?
Well, two things, actually. One, the first thing that came to my mind is that OCF has really changed over time, and we have a very diverse board right now with many women and people of color serving on the foundation's board of directors, which is really exciting because it's reflecting the changing trends in Oregon. The second thing that I'd like to say is OCF is unique as a leader in Oregon because not only do we respond to the needs of children and families and organizations in Oregon, but we also get to be proactive. And this regional action initiative that the North Coast Leadership Council has participated in is an excellent example where community leaders came together to determine the issue and help solve the problem. And we could not have done it without partners in the schools, in the business community, and with these local volunteers.
Thank you. And Joan?
Well, one of the most surprising things for me that I didn't know about OCF when I came there was that how big a scholarship fund that we have, and that as part of our emphasis on education, we fund students, about 2,300 students a year, and it's from every county across the state. And many of these are funded by comparatively small donor funds where people have set up a fund for their own local high school so that kids from that high school can continue their education. And I think that's a great resource for the state.
Thank you, Joan. And Hal?
A couple of things. Our strategic plan recognizes what we call a virtuous circle. That is that healthy employment leads to healthy families. Healthy families lead to children and adults who are better prepared to take education. So we view it as this loop that we need the economic base to keep the families healthy. Some examples of what OCF has done locally, we fund at the Community 101, which is a high school-based philanthropy program that allows high school students to make their own grants for $5,000. We've done recession response, convenings, and there's a lot of things going on here. The community benefits far more from receiving things from OCF than it gives to OCF.
All right. Thank you, Hal. And we just have a few seconds here.
Well, everybody listening and everyone in Oregon can be proud about the Oregon Community Foundation because it's your foundation. And we're proud of our record of supporting KMUN. One of our first grants was in 1985, $2,000 for underwriting a public affairs programming at this station, and we'd like to do more.
Thank you. All right, that's great. I think you're right. All Oregonians, really, we have a lot to be proud of because of Oregon Community Foundation. Thank you all so much for the good work you're doing. I really think it's true. Here for Oregon, here for good. Well, thank you all for listening to Talk of Our Towns. I want to thank Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program, and Doug Sweet for helping engineer this today. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.